Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Traction.gg podcast. I'm Tom and joining me today is Justin. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Nice, and you might have noticed we have a special guest. It's Jack Bashford, who is the founder and CEO of IGP Games, or maybe known as the developer of IGP Manager. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm good. Yeah, a bit hot, but yeah. I'm wise.
Yeah.
Hottest day of the year, I think.
It is basically the hottest day of the year. I've just had to shut my window and put some studio lights on, so I am melting.
Yeah, I mean, I've got fans going, but it's not helping. It's really not helping.
Yeah, but we'll get through it, I'm sure. So I think what we'd like to do today, for those who maybe don't know IGP Manager, we'll discuss, you know, how it came to be and why you should be playing it. And for those who are already into it, hopefully we get some insights into, you know, what it's like to develop for, if that's okay. So stay tuned and we'll dive in. So straight away, for those who don't know, Jack, on a basic level, what is IGP Manager and why should people play it?
Well, it's an online multiplayer manager game where you create your own race team. Essentially, it's inspired by a combination of Formula One and all the other series. It's a formula manager game. So you have your own formula race team. And yeah, you can have up to 32 people in a league in a race. That's one of the kind of USPs, is the amount of players that you can get into a race, you know, and on mobiles you can play for up to 2 hours. I guess I've kind of gone over the elevator pitch here, but like
that's all right.
Yeah, it's got a lot of unique elements to it that are not in the other games that are similar like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and just so that everybody knows, you can play this across multiple different devices, right?
So
you can just log in on a browser and on a mobile app. Is that fair?
Yeah, and you can actually transition between the two seamlessly, and you can even have it running on both at the same time. So you could have your phone, your tablet, and your PC all going at once. And if you wanted to, I don't know why you would do that, but you could have it running on all three. You could have it on all three at the same time. But yeah.
And what got you into game development from the very get-go?
Well, I really came in left field on this because I'm not trained formally in game development or business for that matter. I was initially pursuing a career as a racing driver. As you can see some evidence behind me that I used to like racing. I've got some stuff, but like, and it didn't work out because I'm not from money, and you essentially need to be from money if you want to get into motorsport.
Of course.
And I thought, you know, once that I hit those setbacks, you know, trying to pursue a career, I'd done a few competitions. In 2008, I did a championship called B1 Championship. I actually won that. And I was supposed to get driving Formula BMW off the back of it with the Racing Steps Foundation. But that was the same year that F1 rights went from, I can't remember if it was BBC to ITV in the UK.
Yeah, I think so.
ITV to BBC, sorry. That's
right. Oh, okay. Right.
And it was going to be on ITV4, the whole kind of show around it and stuff. And the Beeb didn't want it, so they dropped it. And with that, all the funding disappeared, and essentially I was left stranded with nowhere to go. So then, you know, I was a web developer, Photoshop guy, you know, I had some skills in technology, and I thought, why not apply them to building a game? You know, I wanted to do something about this whole problem as well, you know, of motorsport not being accessible to people. So I thought, this is the best way for me to do it. I can apply my skills and the knowledge I've got from my experience with doing these competitions and sim racing and stuff before that in order to make a difference and actually create opportunities for people in similar positions who, you know, there's just no way in for us, basically, if we haven't got the money. You can see that in F1 today, pretty much all of the drivers that come through, no matter how talented they are, you know, some of them are really good drivers. Well, most of them, I should say. Like, there's maybe one or two. I think I won't name names, but like,
no names.
Yeah. I think most people know who I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. they spin a lot, but it's just about, for me, it's about trying to create something that can build opportunities for people in similar position. And I think this is the best way for me to do it because it applies all of my skills and all the things I understand how to do. I used to play games a lot. I've been through a few competitions trying to get into motorsport. I'm obviously a huge fan of the sport, so I've kind of seen it from various different angles. I've been a sim racing team manager, and I came in from that angle. It wasn't actually from game development. Yeah.
Interesting. Would you say I don't mean to use this pun. Would you call yourself a bit of jack of all trades? Then is that kind of?
I mean, that's fair enough. I do actually sort of refer to myself as that because I'm also a master of none. I'm not great at any of the things that I do, but I have enough of an understanding that I can connect all of the dots. And I think that really helps in a management role too, to be able to oversee a team of people in all these different areas, from development to Photoshop to creative stuff, artists. And I've actually done all of those jobs as a freelancer mm-hmm. before. So I'm able to, you know, oversee their work and make sure they're held accountable, you know, that they're doing good work. And that's why I think we've done so well with such a small budget up to this point.
So with IGP specifically, how did it come about? Was it just you? Did you reach out to anybody for assistance for any one particular aspect, being a master of one?
Yep. Okay. So I did. I've always surrounded myself with people that are smarter than me at the things that I need people that are smarter at. So, you know, in the beginning, the game was initially created by me and a friend who was very technically gifted. And he did a lot of the back end work on the game, and I did a lot of the sort of front end and branding and all of that stuff. So that was how we kind of paired up, and that's the sort of person that I pair up quite well with, because that's where I lack the sort of really deep technical skills that like a C++ programmer or something has, you know. But what I lack there, I sort of make up for in being able to put the right people together in a team and point them in the right direction. So yeah.
So, in terms of IGP,
I don't know if I answered your question there, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's all good.
I sort of forgot the question halfway through. Yeah,
yeah. That's all right. In terms of once you'd got IGP Manager up and running and out in the world, this was maybe over 10 years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, because it was right off the back of that championship that, you know, sort of fell through. That was 2008, yeah. And it was sort of 2009, 10, mostly 2010. I was working on IGP, and then 2011 we launched it.
Right.
And you know, we're going to talk about this later, I guess, about the 3D that we just launched on IGP. You know, the 3D racing. Yep. But we originally wanted to do that back in 2011. We just ran out of money because we were funding it ourselves. Hmm. You know, and we didn't have the budget to do anything like that. So, yeah, initially it was a very bumpy ride. The first few years, I call the first 5 years basically, that was my university, because I didn't go to university to study any of this. Mm, I basically learned on the job in the first 5 years and then made a lot of mistakes. I did everything you could possibly do wrong. And then eventually I got to a point where I knew all the things that you could do wrong. So I kind of knew what to do right.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, exactly. I just persisted through a lot of setbacks in the beginning and yeah, eventually got there.
How do you keep innovating and thinking of new ideas for the title, you know, after such a long time?
Well, like I said, a lot of the ideas we're working on now are still, they had the seed just planted back then, if you like, because that was when I had this whole kind of vision for what I was going to build. And I think if you're not going to persist if you haven't got that kind of vision of what it is that you're building, because it's tough. When it gets tough, and it will get tough when you're trying to build something like this, you know, when funds are low or people's morale is flagging or the project's taking longer than expected, that kind of stuff, then it's hard to keep going unless you know what you're doing it for. And that's what's always kept us going is that vision of what we're doing it for. So, yeah, just to go back in time a bit, I mean, it was the experience I gathered through my work as a freelancer and through sim racing and stuff that informed all of the stuff I ended up doing. That perhaps more than anything else, it was my education. And then the series of failures, like I said, that eventually led to some kind of awareness of what success looks like in this field. Oh, so you have to do that. Like, that's how you do it. And went from there, really.
And speaking of the innovation and speaking of the 3D, you mentioned that that's something that you'd actually wanted to do right from the get-go, right from the beginning, from the earliest days of IGP Manager. Yeah. So you eventually abandoned it. How long was it until you were like, hey, maybe we should revisit this 3D thing?
Yeah, so 2011 to sort of 2016, like I said, those kind of that kind of 5-year period was not there wasn't much going on. I was basically trying to get it off the ground, you know, and it took a long time. But in 2017, when we launched the app, that was really the point where it just took off from there, because
the mobile app.
Exactly, yeah. So in 2017, we finally launched it as a mobile app. And that's when it became properly cross-platform. Until then, it had just been a browser game. And the app exceeded all my expectations. So I had projected what I thought was a really ambitious growth curve. I was like 5%. I think it was week on week, every week. If we get 5% growth over that year, it was like a hockey stick exponential growth. And we'd smashed through the end of year target by the end of the first or second month. So it was it just was absolutely vertical growth. It was totally unexpected. But that shows that the demand was there for what we were doing. But it just, you know, so much of what you do in this industry is about getting it in front of people. And if you don't have that, it is, you know, marketing, getting it in front of people, like just getting the message out there, because otherwise people don't have an awareness that it exists. And I still think to this day, because we're an independent developer and we you know, haven't had the budget to market it that others have had, I think there's probably still quite a low awareness that we even exist. So I think, you know, we haven't even scraped the surface on what the potential is and what we can do. So, yeah, I'm really optimistic for the years ahead and that we can continue innovating as our budget grows.
And how has it been received from the existing players? So obviously the existing players would have know, been told, hey, this game that's been 2D for all these years is all of a sudden going to be 3D. How was it received by them?
Well, there was some shock, I'm not going to lie, because it was like, you know, that what we were trying to address was, you know, let's go from being the weakest in this area, which, you know, we had the most basic 2D graphics. Mm-hmm. We thought, let's become the industry leader in this field and really change the perception of what we're doing, you know. And it did have a big impact. You know, people, I saw everybody across Twitter, even, you know, people that hadn't played IGP for years were saying, oh, I'm going to give it a try again. You know, this is interesting what they're doing. Because, you know, we offer onboard cameras, chase cams. It essentially looks like a race game. I mean, it looks better than, I'm not, you know, toot my own horn too much, but I think that it does look better than most racing games on mobiles, on a phone. So, and it's probably better than any of the desktop games that are out at the moment as well, on a phone as well. So I think that's quite a good achievement. I'm really, really pleased with what we've done there. There's still a long way to go, though, because it doesn't actually... When I talk about scratching the surface, in terms of the vision as well, there's so much more that we can do. You know, I mentioned at the start wanting to create opportunities in motorsport for people as well. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. There's ways we can tie all of that in and build partnerships with bigger organizations. And there's a few talks going on and off.
Right.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest as well because, you know, people like what we're doing. And it's, I mean, it's not all smooth sailing. You know, some people said, I just wanted 2D. What have you done? Why are you spending time on this? Mm-hmm. You know, but it's, again, it gets back to that marketing aspect and it does get the word out that we're here and we exist.
Yeah.
You know, because
it definitely does.
You're not going to raise awareness with a product that looks like it's 10 years old and it's dated.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, and I like innovation. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. I like building stuff that's, you know, futuristic and bleeding edge. You know, that's what I'm really into. So, yeah.
What do you think would be next on the hit list for the platform? You know, do you have like a big wish list of features?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, we want to build an event system that would allow us to tie in a lot of these opportunities and partnerships that I was mentioning. Also, I mean, there's just so much we could do with the assets we've got now as well. Like a racing game, for example.
Yeah,
it would be very easy to create just a racing game spin-off that's just based on what we've got. Using those assets, so there's been interest in that too.
Right.
So yeah, there's all kinds of directions we can take it in, but racing games is ultimately where I want to go as well. I will just say one thing. I'll clear up one thing, because there's been some speculation that what we're doing is we're going to make it so that you can race in IGP Manager. Mm-hmm. That actually isn't the plan.
Right.
nobody is expecting what we're going to do over the next few years. So I'll leave it at that. And it's yeah.
Well, I'm now extra interested here. But stay tuned.
Yeah, for sure.
Just quickly on that point, you know, when you get player feedback, it's the lifeblood of most game developers, right? How do you handle it? Do you, obviously you embrace it, but do you have to prioritize?
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of dire climate news? Turn that concern into action. Tune in to the Climate Confident podcast every Wednesday morning when I bring you good news and real solutions from the front lines of climate action. Whether you're in business, tech, or just passionate about sustainability, the Climate Confident podcast is your weekly dose of optimism and inspiration. Subscribe to Climate Confident on your favorite podcast platform and start your Wednesday with hope and actionable insights.
You do. You really do have to prioritize. That's one of the hardest parts of the job, actually, is you get all of this feedback that floods at you, especially when you get to the scale we're at now. We've crossed 2.5 million users, we're on our way to 3 million. It's a different world to where we were at the beginning when we were in browser game space and we had maybe tens of thousands of players. You know, I just get feedback coming at me from all sides, and it's impossible to process all of it because we are still a small company behind the scenes, you know. So it's more a case of, prioritizing. You have to decide, you know, we decided that visuals was the most important next step before we get to some of the other stuff that we want to do, because it increases the whole marketability and awareness of the product first, you know.
Yeah, certainly. We covered the 3D update as like a big news article on Traction. Yeah. From that, a lot of people
saw that.
Right, I've not heard of that before. Oh yeah, no worries. Yeah. Any future updates you were hinting at earlier, you know, just let us know.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. I'll give you the scoop.
And you know that I, in particular, Jack, love super competitive IGP Manager at the top level. And just like any game, it is super competitive at the top level. How soon might we see IGP Esports in 3D or something similar to that regard?
Well, I sort of alluded to that when I was talking about events. So I think that could be coming by the end of this year. That's what I would like to do, but. And you're more than welcome to commentate as well. We need the commentators, so there'll be opportunities for jobs there too. Like if you're free on the side, then absolutely.
Oh, you might get some work out of this, Justin. Brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. You've always got a backup plan.
Well, it genuinely is. I love that about the game because it sort of almost rewards, you know, intelligent people. It's not sort of like a skill thing. It's an intelligence thing. I mean, you can certainly pick up tips and tricks and stuff like that. I did a video way back when, many, many, many years ago, I did a video.
I remember
giving
that
tips.
Was how we first connected.
Actually. And it's such an in-depth game. You know, there's so many layers to it. You can jump in and you can have fun for sure. But there's a lot to peel back, obviously, there. So that's why I'm especially keen on the high level side, because, again, we also saw just really, really incredibly close racing and really exciting stuff in the competition stuff that we saw previously. So, yeah, personally, I'm just really excited to see something like that in 3D because the game looks great, obviously. I had a lot of fun, you know, playing with the different camera angles and experiencing the sound as well too. The engines sound fantastic.
There's a whole lot more we can do with that. I mean, TV cameras are on the horizon. Have them.
Oh.
Yeah, we had those in the development builds, but they didn't make it to launch because some of the tracks were finished quite late in the day, we weren't able to get the cameras onto those tracks in time. But that is coming, so there will be TV cameras as well.
Cool.
And it's going to be all set up for broadcasting, so it'd be ideal for that kind of stuff.
Nice.
That sounds very promising. We'll definitely check that out. For those who might be, you know, hardcore into iRacing on their PC or Gran Turismo on their PlayStation, for example, you know, why should they get involved in IGP Manager for the first time? For me, jumping into it for the first time.
I can answer that straight away, like, because it's nothing like any of those games.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't like suck all your time into it. You know, that's a big thing of how we designed it. So. Like Justin said, you can kind of get into it as much as you want to, as much as you feel comfortable doing. Yeah. That's not necessarily the case with a lot of those other games. They do become a massive time drain. If you want to get your setups right, if you want to race competitively.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it myself. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, I ran the team that won the iRacing World Championship in 2011. So I've got that experience right at the top level as well of like what competitive esports is like on that side. And it's just, it becomes more than a full-time job. It's crazy. So. Yeah, I don't want it to become like that, because I don't even think that's healthy, to be honest. Well, like, you know, I think that people should be able to live their life around the game, you know, mm-hmm. especially if you've got a job, a family, right. You know, those kind of things. So it's IGP is one of those games where you can kind of set up in about 10 minutes. And when your race is on, you might be there for as you can have 2 hours, you can have half an hour, you can have 45 minutes. It's really your choice. But yeah, it's designed to fit around you, basically. And that's right. something I would say that almost none of the other games are. They're just like a constant churn of like, you need to put in 100 more laps to unlock the achievement. You need to win this race. You need to unlock this car. You know, there's elements of leveling up in the game, but they don't take your time. You don't have to sit there grinding it out to get the levels. So that's been built into the game that it fits around your life, and it should be quite convenient. So in terms of why someone who plays any of those games should play it, I would say that's a great reason. If you're feeling like your time is just going into these games too much, this is a great way to bring it back down to a manageable level.
And still get that racing kick and the competitive
and still get
element.
The kick, yeah. Exactly,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And with it working across all the devices, it really helps to be flexible.
Yeah, if you're on the go, you don't have to get your wheel out and set up and stuff.
I mean, have you seen that portable Steam device? I will see people plugging in their wheel soon on the train.
Yeah, that'll be a meme. Like you hook it up to the Steam device.
Yeah. When you first, you know, when you visit the website for the first time, it's nice—a nice little quote there from Dale Earnhardt Jr. How did that relationship come about?
Oh, that was really funny, because he was playing the game already with Brad Kozlowski, a bunch of
right.
spotters.
That's cool.
They were in a league, and I was like, no way. I was like, this is not the Dale Earnhardt Jr. This is someone with his name, because you get that. You get people that put in a name.
Totally. Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at his email in the database, and I was like, that's got to be his email. That's his address. That's his email. So I was like, well, that's a bit suspect. Is it really him? You know, I started to question it. So I sent him an email. On that email, I said, you know, I thought this is the best way to do it. I'll contact him on his email. And then if he says, yes, I'm actually doing this, then it's really him, you know. So, and he did. You know, I sent an email and I said, you know, are you playing IGP? Is this something you're doing? He's like, yeah. Oh, actually, there was another layer to that. I've completely forgotten, because it was so many years ago. I remember what happened. I think there was an interview in SB Nation where he mentioned IGP Manager.
No way.
He's like, that's it. Yeah, that was how I first saw it. He was like, I'm playing IGP Manager. I love this game. I was like, what? Is this real? I was like, I found him in the database. I was like, there he is. Like, and that was it. Yeah, sorry. And then I sent him an email. And then I was like, okay, this is really Dale Earnhardt Jr. And he was like, yeah, I'll give you a testimonial. I love it, you know. And I saw in the league as well, Brad Kozlowski was there. He said a bunch of our spotters are in the league and stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I also amazing. Know, by the way, was it last year? Maybe it was last year or the year before, but Jean-Éric Vergne and Felipe Massa and a bunch of the Formula E drivers also had a league.
I was going to mention that, because that's from when I was there, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember Jev and Felipe Massa
I spoke to Jev on the phone. That was so surreal. It was like, he was like, I love this game. I was like, there's been some weird coincidences and happenings, but it goes to show that if you put in the effort and if you're passionate, it shows through the product, and people that love the sport can feel it, you know, that because these people are about as passionate as you could possibly get about the sport, and they know about as much as you could possibly know. And if they're enjoying it, then for me, that's a big tick. That's like, you know, we've achieved what we're trying to achieve for the product, is to give people that experience, you know, like I said, in a convenient way that fits around their life. And if these guys can play it, that shows, you know, we've achieved that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I can't think of anyone more busy, frankly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. It's a very good point. Now I know the next thing I wanted to ask you about, I partially know the answer to already, which is what games other than IGP Manager you play already. And I'm going to spoil this, and because I know for a fact you play one of my favorite games in the world, which is Forza Horizon 4. You, or at least you used to play it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to spoil that. I know already that you're a big fan of the greatest racing game ever you actually play, aside from IGP.
I will actually second that.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've come away from being a purist about all of the, you know, simulation aspects.
Esports and hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, I like that in what we're doing, but in terms of what I look for when I'm just trying to enjoy a game, I'm quite happy with more arcade stuff these days. I've got a family, I've got, you know, bills to pay and stuff to do. I need to be on the go and I need to be doing stuff. So again, for me, it's about convenience. It's like, I mean, you can actually bring this back to RGP in a way. You can see that's actually how RGP evolved. The initial product that I built was very time consuming and stuff. And it was built around the way that I used to play games. I used to be a sim racer, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it was built around that kind of, yeah, you know, you spend hours doing your setup and tweaking the widgets and stuff. And then as I, you know, grew up a bit and had to go into the real world a bit more, and didn't have as much time to play games, the philosophy behind RGP shifted with that. So I started to think more about how can we keep the essence of it and put it into the mobile game, for example, which is a really tough challenge to do. It's easy to make things complicated. You've probably heard this before, but it's really tough to make them simple.
Yeah.
And I love that phrase. I think it was Einstein or someone said it, make things simple but no simpler, or something like that, or make things as simple as they can be but no simpler. It's something like that. I love that. I love that phrase. Well, yeah, I'm calling it terribly there, but the essence of that phrase is essentially what we try and do.
Yeah. And, yeah, any other racing games that you've been playing? Because obviously we're a racing publication and stuff. Anything else you've been dabbling in besides Forza Horizon 4?
Not really. I tried Forza Horizon 5. Yeah, I like that. But Mario Kart has always been a favorite of mine. Yeah. I love a bit of Mario Kart. Yeah. Just stuff I can play with the family now, really.
Right.
It's stuff I can play with my son, you know, that kind of stuff. That's where I'm at. I can't, you know, I can't put on games that are like morbid on the telly or anything anymore. It's got to be family friendly, like stuff. Yeah. So
somehow we've managed to get Justin to Forza Horizon 4 on the podcast again.
Yep, it's a podcast about IGP Manager as well. That's a new achievement unlocked.
Well done. Fair play.
Well, great game. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's brilliant. Any trends in the gaming industry that catch your eye at the minute that you like or dislike or might want to aim for?
So it's not really a trend, but Apple, their move towards privacy is making our life harder and the life of developers a bit more tricky.
Yeah.
I actually fully support what they're doing. So at the same time, I'm not mad, but it's like it's made it much harder to do marketing in an effective way. That's something that's going on right now. So the whole industry is dealing with that fallout from that decision at the moment. That's something that's going on. It's not really something that I think too much about, but when you talk about trends at the moment, that's actually something the industry as a whole is dealing with. I'm quite excited by some of these new consoles, like the stuff you were talking about, like the portable consoles that are starting to get more advanced. I love VR. I think VR has got a big future, but it's not quite there yet. It just, I've been saying this for years, but it needs about another 5 years, I think, to be ready. when it's not coming with all cables attached to it and it doesn't weigh you down and it doesn't, when you feel free playing it, then I think that's going to be a really interesting space.
Totally.
So that's something I'm really excited about.
It's definitely getting there, and I love playing VR, but you're right. Sometimes it just will sit there because I can't be bothered almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got an Oculus, and the box has been used as a footrest more than it's been used for actual. Yeah.
It's the same with my racing wheel, though. Like, it just doesn't get you, you know, I'm just like, I don't want to set it up.
Yeah, I've got a wheel somewhere. I'm not sure where it is at the moment, but I've got a, I can't remember what it is. If that shows, I've got a wheel.
Yeah. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I promise. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I guess we're coming towards the end of the time. We obviously don't want to keep you from developing IGP Manager and lots of new features that you were, or ideas that you were talking about for the future there, which sounds really exciting. Is there anything that, you know, about the game that we haven't covered already that you'd like to sort of bring up?
Watch this space, really. And just, you know, development, because we spent so much time and resources developing 3D, that's now finished. So we've got the foundation in place for the future now.
Right.
And the development we're doing now is in a way more exciting than that, because it's actually the gameplay. Now we're starting to really look at gameplay and how we can make the game more fun. Visuals are great, but it's not, you know, going to change everything. You know, in terms of some of the goals I've got, in terms of making the sport more accessible, there's so much we can do to connect with the sport in a much deeper way than we have now. to bridge that gap, partnerships we can do. So yeah, if anyone's out there listening who's running one of these companies, you know, just email me, you know, why not? I'm really open to ideas, and I don't plan, you know, I have these visions of what I want to build, but I don't keep them set in stone 10 years away or something. You know, if something comes up, I will consider it always. And, I'll even if it doesn't happen there and then, often I'll just say, let's look at this again in a year, you know, something like that. And so there's a lot of potential partnerships and stuff that I said, let's look at this again in a year, a year ago, where now maybe we're getting to the point. I said, once we've done 3D, let's talk again. A lot of those opportunities are now going to sort of start to come to fruition. And I think, yeah, there's some really exciting stuff we're going to be doing over the next few months. So yeah, watch this space.
Nice. Yeah. We're both looking forward to it, I'm sure. Yep. If you want to find out more, it's igpmanager.com, and you can play it on any browser. So I guess like desktop, laptop, Chromebook, whatever. If you want to do 3D, there's a PC app, if that's correct. Mm-hmm. And there's iOS and Android apps as well. So do hunt it down. It is free to get involved, and you can join a league, and there's a nice tutorial. So we both
it's best with friends. It certainly is my recommendation. Yeah. If you can get a few friends together, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Which is why real racing drivers play it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why they always come with a few others. It's like they always come as a group. Yeah. Yep. So it's the best way to play, for sure.
Can people find you on social media, Jack?
Yeah. I'm on Instagram, JackBTV, Twitter, Jack Bassford. I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if any of those companies were listening, then they'll catch you on LinkedIn, I'm sure.
Yeah, or LinkedIn's not the best place. I've got an unbelievable amount of unread messages on there. Like,
that's so relatable.
sorry to everybody on LinkedIn. But, yeah. Email's good, yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time, Jack. It's been a pleasure. Right. We hope you have a good day and cool down soon. I know I'm certainly looking forward to that. And for everybody listening, please do like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave a comment below if you're watching on YouTube, if you've just got into IGP Manager, if you've got any questions. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please do like or follow on there as well. That's much appreciated. We're TractionGG on social media, and Traction.gg is the website. For now, keep it pinned.